This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Kevin Brady, a Republican representing the Lone Star State's 8th Congressional District. He is also a member of the House Ways and Means Committee and is the top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee. We want to get his thoughts on a couple of subjects. First of all, the job summit going on here in Washington, as well as the vote and the debate in the House of Representatives over what the estate or death tax should look like in the years ahead. And Congressman, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thanks for having me, Greg.
Let's start with the estate tax, because the Ways and Means Committee, of course, deals with tax issues all the time. This is an issue that is coming up just before the end of the year, because next year, according to the Bush tax cuts from 2001, the estate tax would not exist. It would be phased out, but come back ferociously in 2011. How did you vote on this? What do you think is the best way forward?
Well, we can't allow the death tax to spring back to its destructive levels in 2011. This is the number one reason why family farms and small businesses aren't handed down to the next generation. Number one reason that our fastest growing entrepreneurs, women and minority owned businesses who are creating the first generation of wealth, why they can't hand it down to the next generation. And it's wrong to have people work their whole lives and then when they die to have Uncle Sam swoop in and take nearly half of what they've spent a lifetime earning their own nest egg that they did on their own. So, you know, my view is the death tax needs to be repealed permanently. We need to actually bury it. But because it is scheduled to come back to life the year after next, I think it's important Congress move now for it.
And what did the Democrats specifically call for? It's to freeze it as to the point it's been phased down to this point. Is that accurate?
It did. Yeah, Democrats proposed, and it passed the House, not by a big margin, to extend the current death tax from this year, a $3.5 million exemption and a 45%, a very high tax rate. And the problem with that is that it still affects a lot of family farms and small businesses. It would set a permanently high tax rate, the third highest in the world among developed nations. And it would be permanently destructive as a tax rate. And because their bill is an index for inflation, like other tax problems, the alternative minimum tax, it's designed to catch only the wealthy, but over time catches a lot of middle-class Americans. So we voted against this as Republicans, united against this, because we think, first, the goal needs to be repealing it, killing the death tax once for all. And secondly, you know, if there it is going to be extended, it needs to be at a much lower tax rate than this.
Congressman, one of the arguments from the Democrats is that at this time of huge deficits and difficult economy, the last thing we need is a reduction in revenue. How would you counter that argument?
Well, I would say this is an unfair tax at any point in American history. I mean, it really is truly wrong for us, again, to step in and take half of a person's earnings when they've paid taxes on it all their life, have earned it, worked, risked themselves, spent the hours to create the capital, did all that. And frankly, it's not the government's money. And we should not be, in my view, should not be doing this, creating such a destructive tool or leaving it in place regardless of our finances in Congress.
The supply side argument, of course, Congressman, is that if you lower taxes, you increase entrepreneurship, and eventually you get more revenues than you would have with more imposing tax regulations. Do you see the same thing with the death tax, even though this is more of a potential double taxation than anything else?
Well, it is, because as our family farms, small businesses, others tell us, you know, they expend an awful lot of money on accountants, on buying insurance, on financial planning, all to try to minimize the bite from the death tax. All that money could be used, I think, for more productive means, especially for investing in new equipment and new jobs. Plus, I really think at the end of the day, when you've got, like I had, a family nursery who basically showed me that if they could take out enough life insurance on their parents and if they could go back to the bank and borrow enough money, the government may let them keep their own family business. What we really see is a destruction of entrepreneurship, especially among those first generation of wealth builders. And I think the money that's sent to Uncle Sam at the end of the day, after all this is done and all the pain is done, could have been more constructively used in the market to create jobs and investment.
talking with Texas Congressman Kevin Brady. And Congressman, earlier today, both congressional Republicans and the White House holding job summits. What do you see as the benefit of that? And do you expect new legislation to come down the pike anytime soon?
Well, I know the president has hyped this job summit in a major way and with all sorts of television and media frenzy on it. But I'll tell you this. I don't expect anything substantive to come from it. I worry that they will go after stimulus to more bailouts to the states or more funding to certain special interests who can get there first. The stimulus one failed. And I think what's happened is the American public, and especially businesses, you know, they're not falling for gimmicks, one shot, one trick ponies at all. What they want to know is they can keep more of the money they earn, that they are very worried about making investment decisions and creating jobs as long as this Congress is looking at higher energy rates, higher health care costs, higher investment, capital gains taxes. And so they're really, I think the government has forced many of our, I think, best investment opportunities to the sidelines just because now Washington is so deeply involved in our economy and our free market system. So I think the best thing we could do is to stop pursuing some of these job-killing provisions.
Congressman, as I mentioned before, and as we've talked about before, you sit on the Joint Economic Committee, the top House Republican on that committee. So you look at this data perhaps as much, if not more, than almost any other member of Congress. Are any silver linings on the horizon here, any light at the end of the tunnel, to mix a few metaphors about where the job market's heading?
You know, right now, clearly we're not in a free fall anymore, which is good. Other countries are outpacing us in their recoveries, which is a big worry. And, you know, we've seen some increase in housing investment that for 3 months straight, I believe. The manufacturing index, while it's down a little this month, is still above 50%, which means people see an expansion in the future. They don't know when. The problem we've got is that and the good news is businesses have really drawn down their inventory. So, you know, even through this Christmas season, when the sales may not be up in a major way, profits may well be. So there's some small things in there. But again, I really think we've pushed business to the sideline. It's tough enough for them to predict the market, much less predict market and this Congress. And I think that's really the key to our economic recovery.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, a pleasure to have you with us.
No, thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Texas Congressman Kevin Brady represents his state's 8th Congressional District, member of the House Ways and Means Committee, and also the top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.